the labor movement has been focused on our nation's infrastructure deficit for some time now. We see and we've been focused on it in a couple of respects, in terms of its implications for our failure to invest in infrastructure, that the implications of that for our broader economy, and implications of that for our workforce, and for our nation's future. When President Obama spoke in his State of the Union address about the need to reauthorize the highway bill and to create an infrastructure bank, this was what the labor movement had been urging the president to use his pulpit to advocate for. We see, as I said at the beginning of this conversation, we see the question of investing in our nation's infrastructure as just at the very center of the question of what kind of future we're going to have as a country. The president of the AFL-CIO, Rick Lemko, likes to say, that it's a real problem. How does he put it? He likes to say, as a result of President Obama's Economic Recovery and Reconstruction Act, we have 500 or so miles of high-speed rail in the planning process someplace. And that's a big achievement compared to what we had before, which was essentially zero. The only problem is during the same period, the Chinese are in the process of not planning, but at least 5,000 miles of high-speed rail in a country that is roughly the same as the United States. Which, by the way, has a lot to do with why China has emerged from the economic crisis of the last couple of years much more rapidly and robustly than the United States has. The real message there is about who's going to be in a position to compete globally in the future. And if you're in China, clearly they're building a future in which high-speed rail travel will link their nation in a way that it's never been before. And in the United States, we're going to be, literally stuck in traffic on this one. If we don't get moving. And the labor movement understands this very clearly. And we're working very hard for this. But there's a real basic problem here that people got to get their arms around. We are not going to have the infrastructure we need unless we commit public financing to doing it. It just is not going to happen. And talking as though there's some other way to do it, and while we have that fantastical conversation, other people in other countries are making the public investments they need to make. And we sit around and pretend that there's some other way to do this. And in the end of the day, it doesn't really matter.